This news update is brought to you by North Star Bank, guiding the way with locations throughout the Thumb area, member FDIC. Hello, my name is Mac Kelly with news from for the Thumb Broadcasting news station. We're going to begin with a local story that happened on April 26th when emergency responders from Bad Axe, Kindy, and Port Austin battled a house fire in Fillion for 4 hours using a staggering 20,000 gallons of water to finish the blaze. The fire, reported around 9 a.m. that day, fully engulfed the residents, prompting the closure of Fillion Road west of M53 as firefighters battled the inferno. According to an update from Kindy Fire Chief Kevin Miller, the fire originated in the breezeway of the two-story house, leading to a total loss of property. The Huron County Sheriff's Department provided assistance in managing traffic in the affected area, ensuring the safety of both responders and residents alike. Along with the firefighters and the police, Central Huron Ambulance stood by to assist emergency personnel as needed. Despite the tragic loss of the property, the safe evacuation of the homeowner and animals serves as a positive update amidst the situation. Grants from the MI Clean Water Plans went to four Thumb area communities. In Huron County, grant funding went to the city of Harbor Beach and to the village of Ubley. In Tuscola County, funding went to Akron. In the Lapeer County, the funding is going to go to the village of Dryden. Meanwhile, Ubley was awarded $585,000, Harbor Beach received $139,000, and the village of Akron received funding of $42,000, and Dryden received $600,000. Grant funds will go to identifying the and verifying lead service lines, and it could include hydrovaxing work on either side of each curb stop and performing in-building investigation to document service line materials. Hydrovaxing involves a piece of equipment using high-pressure water to cut and liquefy the soil, while at the same time using high-volume vacuum to remove the soil from the evacuation. The village of Cass City will be doing a spring cleaning of fire hydrants in the community. Hydrant flushing is going to be done on Tuesday, May 14th, and Wednesday, May 15th. We'll be right back on Thumb Broadcasting with more news.
Building, buying, or refinancing your home is exciting, but it comes with hundreds of decisions. This is Lori Shornack, First Vice President and Mortgage Loan Officer at North Star Bank. Let us make the process a little easier with our competitive rates, flexible mortgage options, and local service.
And I'm Diane Gibbard, Vice President and Mortgage Loan Officer at North Star Bank. Right now, you'll receive $250 off closing costs when you finance through North Star Bank. Best of all, we'll walk you through the mortgage process and be there to help you every step of the way.
Who you bank with matters. Whether you're building, buying, or refinancing your home, you can trust North Star Bank's mortgage lenders. The right financing will take some of the stress out of your project. Plus, take advantage of their loan special to receive $250 off closing costs. Offer must be presented at the time of application. Other closing costs will apply. Contact lender for cost estimate. Only one discount is permitted per loan. Offer expires July 31st, 2024. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. The following stories are brought to you from the Associated Press. Police have cleared a pro-Palestinian tent encampment at the University of Chicago as tension ratchets up in standoffs with demonstrators at other college campuses all over the country and even in Europe. The Rhode Island School of Design is holding talks with protesters occupying a building, and MIT is dealing with new encampment on a site that was cleared and immediately retaken by demonstrators. The confrontations come as campuses try a range of strategies from appeasement to threats of disciplinary action to resolve the protests against the Israel-Hamas war and clear the way for commencements. In a related story, Israel forces have taken control of the Rafah border crossing with Egypt in the Gaza Strip, pressing on with an offensive in the southern city as ceasefire negotiations with Hamas remain precarious. The incursion comes after the militant group said it accepted an Egyptian Qatari mediated ceasefire proposal. Israel insisted the deal did not meet its core demands. The high stakes, diplomatic moves, and military brinkmanship left a glimmer of hope alive, but only barely, for an accord that could bring at least a pause in the 7-month war that has devastated the Gaza Strip. Your news update was brought to you by North Star Bank, guiding the way with locations throughout the Thumb area, member FDIC. And for the latest Thumb area news, anytime, make sure that you go to thumbnet.net.